Morning all, it is Thursday, June 1. The Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio, Radio Tab. A very good morning if you're a Queensland fan, not so. If you're a New South Welshman or Welshwoman, Loz 26 to 18. I feel like we're just going over what we've done a million times before this morning already as we've discussed the game off air. New South Wales opportunities, Queensland hung in there. And they were rewarded in the end, 26 to 18. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah,
How are you?
Morning, everybody. Yeah, I enjoyed that game last night. Didn't enjoy the end result. I thought New South Wales were in control with a couple of minutes to go or 10 minutes to go. And in particular, when Flegler got sin bin, they were ahead 18-16. Then conceded two tries when Flegler was in the bin. We started slow. We started very slow, ill-disciplined, off the back of a couple of penalties. Queensland looked very good with the football. And then we were able to regain momentum. In the last 25 minutes of the first half, we were dominant. And unfortunately, though, we couldn't get the points on the board that we needed. Queensland scrambled. They saved a lot of tries in that opening half. Their attitude and desire and hunger for the contest was there. New South Wales had their moments, but we just looked frantic with the ball early. We looked clunky with the ball. Our attack never really got going. So well done to Queensland. They deserve their victory.
Pup, very good morning to you, mate. The post-mortem on the text line started from New South Wales fans very quickly after full-time. The coach they want gone already.
Of course.
The captain even is in the firing line. James Tedesco.
He's our hardest trier, I reckon.
As a part of our texts already that are here this morning. I'll get to a lot of them. When we can, but how are you, mate?
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning. Never nice when you lose. Does feel a little bit Groundhog Day. I just think the fact that, you know, throughout that entire game, you sort of felt like Queensland could score at any time, yet I felt like didn't have that same feeling. I was like, how are we going to get points? How are we going to score? We kept trying, but we couldn't get over the line. So, pay credit to Queensland. I thought, and all their players said it after the game, the way they just hung in. It didn't look great. They had blokes out of position. They had a player sent off. They're down to their last man on the bench, but they just found a way to hang in. So they deserve a lot of credit. And as hard as it is for us to give them that at times, I think this is one of those opportunities you need to. And you do. I think you look at individual players and, you know, want people sacked after one game. Give me a break. Like, we had this conversation yesterday about the coaches. It's always going to be the case. New South Wales lose, they're going to criticise selection or, you know, Brad Fittler. Last night had nothing to do with coaching. And again, take nothing away from Billy Slater. But that's the players won the game. The coach didn't make a difference. The coach didn't win. The coach didn't lose. The players on the field from Queensland won that game of footy. So credit to Billy Slater for what he's done in the preparation to get them into that mental state where they just found a way to hang on and get the points. But and having a crack at Tedesco, I thought he was our hardest trier. Yeah, he slipped over a few times. Yeah, there was occasions he probably could have passed and didn't pass. But, mate, he tried everything. Absolutely everything. So I think people are being extremely hard on him if they're calling for his jersey.
48,613 at Adelaide Oval last night. It looked good. It definitely a different feel as far as Origin atmosphere is concerned. Like, you have to think back to Game 3 last year and how the crowd's into absolutely every play at times. You know, it's a bit quiet, but still. It was a good occasion there last night. I know Queensland won't be complaining, but Loz, just the amount of ball, you alluded to it, that New South Wales had in the first half. And Andrew Johns didn't miss them on the Channel 9 coverage after. He said the attack was terrible and just said New South Wales were really poor.
I think I've said on this program a number of times, you don't get the same time and space in Origin that you do at Clubland. And you don't get a lot of opportunities unless they're set pieces from penalties or restarts inside the opposition 30-metre zone. So a lot of your football comes off the back of just individual efforts and individual brilliance. Someone making a line break, pushing through defenders, an inside ball where a defender has missed the space, tying up the space on the inside. It's not really a set piece that you use in Clubland where it looks good, where it's out the back and then another out the back play, a sweeping backline movement. You don't get a lot of time to do that in Origin. It's about effort. It's about competing and about someone's individual brilliance just breaking the game open. And that's what Queensland were able to do. Whereas we were focused on trying to play at times this brand of football, which
it's looks Penrith. Nice. It's Penrith.
It looks nice, but in reality, it got shut down. Yep. Nice and easy.
Yeah.
And they were putting us under pressure. They were rushing from the edges, as we spoke about what they did to us last year. Yep. You know, Cleary's trying to play out the back. Isaiah Yeo trying to play the back. Yep. They just shut down their time and space. Mm. So the style that we had just wasn't working. Mm. We couldn't break them open. So I think they're going to look at maybe the way that they attack or attack a little bit better than what they did because they just looked disjointed. Queensland are rushing from the edge, so you've got to look to maybe kicking behind. You've got to look at maybe turning someone back under and getting the back rower, stopping their defence, and then going down short sides again. There's little tinkerings that they can do, but a bit like Pup said, it was sort of they knew what was coming.
Yeah,
they knew how to shut it down, and they just did it so well, Queensland.
The other thing as well, I feel like we're going to need absolutely every single part of our 17 players, especially in Queensland, to beat Queensland. And unfortunately, I know it's hard on Nicho Hynes, but he wasn't going to get on. And it took a head knock from Tommy T for him to get on for, you know, the last 10 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever he was on for. So if we thought we're going into that game and going to beat Queensland with 16 players, I think we made an error there. And sometimes, I don't know, and again, I can't talk a rugby league selection, but in cricket selection as well, sometimes you've got to look past what's happening in state cricket. Sometimes you've got to look past who's got the best batting average or who's the leading run scorer. In selection, it's more than that sometimes. And I don't know, did they make the right selection in going Nicho Hynes over Burton, for example? I don't know that because Nicho didn't get a long enough crack and he was playing out of position as well in his time on the field, but that's part of selection. That's the part where the coach does play a big part. You know, Billy Slater takes the risk and he picks Reece Walsh. And he backs his judgment the whole week leading up. And it's a Billy's credit there. He should be credited for that. Great coaching, gutsy decision. Take accountability. If it doesn't work, it worked. I think that's where the coach does play a big part in rugby league. And I don't know. I just feel like Nicho Hynes, if there wasn't a head knock to Tommy T, I don't think he gets on the field. And I don't think we can beat Queensland with 16 players. I don't think we're that good.
Yeah, well, interesting too with that head knock that Turbo copped. Flegler was sent to the sin bin. Like, I know
that. Does that just look like an accident?
That wasn't a sin bin. No
not
way.
Not in an Origin game. Not even in a club game,
no
to be fair.
Way. No way.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. So there they are now. What? 10 to go.
18-16.
They're 18-16 down. They've got a bloke in the sin bin who shouldn't be, let's face it. And they score the last two tries and win the match.
Well, mate, they've got Fifita playing left centre. They've got Ben Hunt right centre on the wing. They had players out of position. They lost Tom Gilbert with a shoulder injury, dislocated shoulder.
Yeah,
and
early.
Somehow they managed to score two tries. So the back end of our game was ordinary. To close it out when you're in front. Like, you shouldn't be getting two tries put on you at that desperate stage of the game. Mm. You're clinging to a lead, 10 minutes to go, you're in front, you've got to find a way to hang on in that scenario.
And months to come good at the right
time.
I thought he was very quiet, but he come good at the right time.
I was concerned because I'm thinking he can't be quiet all the time.
Yeah.
He just can't be quiet. This is one of the... He's quietest ever Origin games.
Yeah.
And then he put Temeso away and he's backed up on the inside of Collins taking that bomb where he outlooped
Tedesco
and was there on the spot to score. So he went looking for the football. And again, you talk about a try, Origin try. That's not through skill.
No.
That's just through effort.
Yeah.
He just pushed himself up there to compete with the ball, Collins, and Munster was pushing hard in support.
So the market then for game two, Queensland $1.73, New South Wales $2.10. They've got to do it the hard way, the Blues, the Maroons staring down the barrel of another series victory. 2.5 is the line. That market with Tab is up. Queensland, of course, the Miners heading back to their home, Suncorp. We've got to go and win at Suncorp to keep the series
alive.
How
good is this Reece Walsh, Loz? Because that's his first Origin game. He looked unbelievable.
And he got targeted, too.
He got belted, and he wanted it. He loved it.
Yeah, no, he's a very good player. And I think I said before, he's one of these blokes that an error is not going to worry.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He doesn't
care. Not scared of making a mistake.
Whereas some blokes, if they make an error, it affects their performance for another 5-10 minutes. And the next thing you know, the game's gone.
Mm.
They've lost the attachment to the contest. Whereas Reece Walsh, he'll get himself back involved.
Mm.
And if he sees the same opportunity, even though he's made a blue 2 minutes
care.
Before, doesn't care, mate.
The other one that I reckon played, again, above what the expectation of Val Holmes, who had been struggling in clubland, he just turned it on.
They always seem to.
Mate, he was good as well. Some tough runs.
Cotter was good. Carrigan was good.
Yeah, Cotter was unbelievable.
David Fifita.
Oh.
He was outstanding for Queensland. He was very, very good. You know, there's been some criticism of his performances for the Titans. And I was sitting back wondering how he'd go at Origin, starting. But I think he handled himself really well, and what a damaging back rower he is.
Player of the match, and you talk about effort, Reuben Cotter in the end.
I'm sure
he could have picked a few of them. They probably didn't have an absolute standout. Queensland just had those heart and soul effort players, like you mentioned, the Carrigans, Cotters. Cotter in the end was player of the match.
Well, just his effort plays are so good.
Mm.
You know, just effort on effort on effort. He outworked his opponent. He just did the simple things well, and he just kept coming.
Mm.
And that turning of the game was when, I can't remember which New South, Pengai Jr. went offload, and he knocked the ball down and then scrambled his way to get onto the football.
Yeah.
That was a momentum killer for New South Wales, and then Queensland went bang, and then they sparked up.
Cherry Evans was good as well. He cops a lot of criticism. I thought he was brilliant last night. That 40-20 was a cracker.
Oh, yeah.
He made one, dropped one ball, made one error, but I thought he was,
well, they started
I thought
the second
he was
half
very,
slow,
very good.
They made error. They made error off the back of the 40-20.
Yeah.
They made an error. But Murray Taulagi, early in the contest, saved a couple of tries early in the game.
Mm.
Their scramble defence on their line. And again, we continually talk about Origin just being about efforts.
So
effort.
How do you, like, you talk about the brand of footy or the brand, the style of attack that they're playing. Can you change that? With the 7, the 6, the 13, all being from the same club, play that brand of footy the entire season, year after year, and have had success. What does Freddie do now? Like, can you just make that change with those same three players in those positions, Loz?
Yeah, not so much change, but it's all about building momentum first. Like, if you haven't got the momentum, there's no point trying to go wide.
Yeah, you haven't got the time.
You haven't got the time. If they've slowed down that previous ruck, and you're setting your way of going to a back row who's going to play out the back to clear, he's going to play short or play out the back himself. The edge defence of Queensland was just rushing and stopping that. Mm-hmm. So you got to work the momentum. Once you get that momentum, you can put
then
it on.
You can do it, yeah.
But if they're doing the outside men rushing up and trying to shut New South Wales down, you're either looking to kick him behind or you're looking to turn someone under. So instead of making contact, the outside men making the contact, you're putting pressure back on the inside guys to test their honesty in defence, whether they've moved across and closed the space on the inside. And then if the back rower or a forward digs into that line, those outside backs who have swept up really hard, they've got to get back to the line and then come up again.
Yeah, okay.
So then you might have the opportunity to go.
Fatigue.
And just keep working them. Getting them to come up, not make contact, getting them to go back. Getting them to come up, make contact, getting them to go back. And eventually what they tend to do then is think, oh, well, they only have to do it twice or three times. They think, oh, well, they're not coming now.
Yeah.
Because we've turned them back, we've turned them back, we've turned them back. Then you might get the opportunity where they don't move up as hard and you have that time and space to play out the back. And you can strip them for numbers down an edge.
Mm.
So it's just a matter of reading the game and reading momentum. But just having those other options up your sleeve, if you've got no space out wide, turn someone under or kick him behind. Just do something a little bit different rather than going with those plays, getting it shut down, being dominated near a sideline, and then your kicking game's under so much pressure. Yeah.
Front page of the Daily Telegraph, Sydney's paper in New South Wales. Queensland grit gives us the blues. The Courier-Mail in Queensland and Brisbane, Cobbo that blues. Selwyn stars in epic victory, Maroon spirit shines again. Back page of the telly, hammer blow. Back page of the Courier-Mail, nailed it. Hammer sparks 12-man Maroons to another miracle win. And in the City Morning Herald, Dirty Dozen, brave Maroons survive Navy bombardment inside the City Morning Herald. So that paints the picture. And your say, just some of it, and there's a lot of it. Keep it coming. 0419 767 272 is the text line. Speed kills. Queensland have it with Walsh, Cobbo and Hemmer. We have only Addo Carr, and even he didn't get the ball. Forgetting the concussion, if Turbo was a racehorse, he'd be put out for a long spill. Something is gone with him. Nico isn't a centre, says Jason at Windsor. They had no aggression whatsoever from front rowers. Very disappointed. And Tommy Gilbert is a wild man, crazy good player. We don't have those guys. No name to that one. A champion team will always be the team of champions. New South Wales don't get it, especially whilst Freddie is in charge, says the Mudgy Bronco. What more have we got here? Hi, boys. Great game. We need to change players for the Blues. Teddy runs more sideways than forward. Was not in form at all. Edwards should have been picked. Turbo's been rubbish all year, par one game. Wouldn't pick him for game two on that. Luai's been average all year. Hines should have been there. He was wasted on the bench. Appy was good. Changes needed. Teddy, Turbo and Luai gone. Edwards fullback. Burton the 17th man. Cheers, boys. Phil.
Sack the whole team.
Yeah, we've got... obviously, it's updating pretty regularly on me here, but... Hambone there in Gladstone. Morning, boys. A beautiful day up here in Queensland. Another spirit of performance by the boys.
I love that.
Heart and effort got us home. A few dubious calls didn't go our way. Still got it done. Good luck evening up the series at the Cauldron. Good on your Hambone there at Gladstone. Sorry, boys. Can't listen today. Just heartbroken again. Just can't listen to Queensland winning, says Carmel from Gyra. Morning, men. How great is waking up this morning in the Sunshine State, the winning state. Commiserations to Queensland's number one hater, Jared Middleton. Enjoy your losing flight back. Brad from Broadbeach. Good on you, Brad.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I love it. How good's Origin? Nothing moves the needle like Origin.
No, but, it's just the
post-mortem's going to go on for days here. It's certainly in New South Wales, but... the fullback battle was interesting, wasn't it? Walsh and Tedesco lost. And you mentioned Tedesco's effort, but you only had to look at sort of all the fans, not only your texts. I saw a bit of social media last night. There are a lot of question marks over. Well, I don't want to say if he's past his best, but maybe is he the best option? The captain, is he the best option now at the moment for New South Wales, considering who obviously else there is to pick from? And we're talking about the Clive Churchill medalist in someone like Dylan
Edwards.
Yeah,
well, I think, like, we're always looking for scapegoats and we're always looking to sack players after performances. But I would think that James Tedesco has done enough to earn himself another shot. He's the captain. He's been their best player. I think he's done enough to go up there in game two to get another opportunity to lead New South Wales. Yes, there'll be some pressure on him leading into that game, and it might be time for a changing of the guard after this series. But as it stands at the moment, James Tedesco would be my fullback. I think Dylan Edwards is playing great, but you know what? I'm probably not even going to pick Dylan Edwards. If I'm making the change...
What are people talking about?
If I'm making
Dylan
the change...
Dylan Edwards to Tedesco loss.
Yeah, but if I'm making the change, I'm going Latrell.
Of course! Dylan Edwards is playing unbelievable club football. Have we not just seen club football and state of origin is different? It's like Shield cricket. You can average 70 in Shield cricket. International cricket is different.
Because Crichton played well. Steve Crichton played well.
Don't worry, there's more superstars under the gun. Here's another text. Nathan Cleary's a very good player, but not the superstar all the commentators make him out to be. Service is often slow. He doesn't run often enough. At origin level,
our
that
best option.
Massive pressure on his outside backs. DCE dominated him again, and it won't happen, but Hines should be halfback, says out on his feet.
Well, I agree with DCE. I think he played really well last night.
Yeah.
And if you're rating halfback against halfback, I would say DCE got the points. But in terms of, is he our best halfback? Most definitely.
Definitely.
By far.
Definitely.
By far and away, he's our best halfback.
I can't believe we're having the conversation about Tedesco. I thought, look, again, yeah, he slipped over a few times. He could have passed on occasions where he, you know, but in regards to trying, if every player tried like Teddy, we're not sitting here with this scoreline, I'll tell you right now. And again, like,
The other thing as well,
I think we are quick to forget the good that certain people do. Like, look at what Tedesco's done through his career. Okay, he wasn't at his best. Join the queue.
You got some points in the bank.
Mate, come on.
But
Dylan Edwards, yeah, he might be playing great. He might be playing great for Penrith and has done for the last couple of years. But come on, you're talking about.
Oh, don't worry.
You're talking about Brad Hodge versus Ricky Ponting. Give me a break.
Don't
come on.